Good Lord, none of us could have imagined what this great Lent would be. In fact, it would be an understatement of the year, if not the whole decade, to say that what is happening, we would have expected. With that in mind, our hearts and our love go out to everyone affected in our nation and indeed worldwide by the COVID-19 virus. Our hearts go out especially to those who are sick, those who have passed away, family members, loved ones, to the physicians and the medical community, all of those who are helping us and indeed helping to one degree or another to continue to make our world turn in the midst of this virus. So in the midst of this virus, how do we look at our journey of Great Lent this year? If we began in our pre-Lenten Sundays, we began as usual with a focus on humility, repentance, judgment, from a positive point of view, being judged because of the great love one shows for another, even the least of God's brothers and sisters. From a negative point of view, one not showing love to the least of God's brothers and sisters. And then the final pre-Lenten Sunday, we learned about proper fasting, proper prayer, and about forgiveness. On Clean Monday, we had a beautiful Lenten retreat. That was Clean Monday retreat that was sponsored by a Philopticos this year with Father Nicholas Lowe. And then on the Sunday of Orthodoxy, another great gathering, a dinner honoring OCMC, Orthodox Christian Mission Center. On the following week, we were going to have an IOCC, International Orthodox Christian Charities dinner, but by then, social distancing had begun. After just a couple of our pre-sanctified liturgies, we came to the point where, over a period of time, we are having a divine liturgy and having our services with 5 people, 6 people within our churches. Thank the good Lord that we have had the opportunity, however, through our technical team, to live stream our services audially and visually as well. Other than a glitch here or there, we're so thankful to God that we're able to be with you and you with us. As I mentioned last night, I'd like to reiterate a little bit. My heart goes to all of those, to all of you who are out there, to those who began this parish 36 years ago, to our clergy, to our lay leaders, parish council members, our Philopticos, to our ministry team leaders, and to all volunteers, to our children, to our seniors, to our teachers, to our chanters, and our choir members who are not able to be with us to sing, our chanters beautifully doing so, however. Our hearts go out to all of you. We thank you for your faithfulness. And as I was getting ready to come this evening, I looked at the pictures that you had sent to Alina, and she put into a visual video and sent out. And I have to tell you, it brought me to tears. Looking at you from Pascha's past and from Holy Week and Great Lent now, and your churches of the home, my mind, my heart goes out to all of you on behalf of Father Theodore, on behalf of Father Thomas, on behalf of Father Paul, who is at home, Deacon John, Deacon Joseph, who has helped us this week as well and during our Lenten journey. On behalf of all of our leaders, our parish council, our hearts go out to you and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts that you have not let this major crisis that we're in the midst of deter you from worshiping, from putting our Lord at the center of your life. As we look at the empty tomb on my left, on your right, as we prepare in just a matter of moments to ascend into the loft of the choir, just as our Lord ascended, risen from the dead, and read the resurrection gospel and look forward to the first Christ is risen, allow me to share with you this poem that we sent out a couple of days ago. If you have not had the opportunity to look at the video that accompanies this poem, please do not miss that opportunity. It is called "The Virus Who Stole Easter" by Christy Bother. I'm going to edit a little bit and change Easter to Pascha, but please join with me. 'Twas late in 19 when the virus began, bringing chaos and fear to all people, each land. People were sick, hospitals full, doctors overwhelmed, no one in school. As winter gave way to the promise of spring, the virus raged on, touching peasant and king. People hid in their homes from the enemy unseen. They YouTubed and Zoomed, social distance and cleaned. April approached and the churches were closed. There won't be a Pascha, the world supposed. There won't be church services and egg hunts are out. No reason for new dresses when we can't go about. Holy Week started as bleak as the rest. The world was focused on masks and on tests. Pascha can't come this year, they proclaimed. Online and at home, it just won't be the same. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, the days came and went. The virus pressed on, it just would not relent. The world woke Sunday and nothing had changed. The virus still menaced and people estranged. Poo-poo to the saints, the world was grumbling. They're finding out now that no Pascha is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two, and then all the saints will all cry, boo-hoo. That noise, said the world, would be something to hear. So it paused, and the world put a hand to its ear. And it did hear a sound coming through all the skies. It started down low, then it started to rise. But the sound wasn't depressed. Why, the sound was triumphant. It couldn't be so, but it grew with abundance. The world stared around, popping its eyes. Then it shook. What it saw was a shocking surprise. Each saint in each nation, the tall and the small, was celebrating Jesus in spite of it all. It hadn't stopped Pascha from coming. It came. Somehow or another, it came just the same. And the world with its life quite stuck in quarantine stood puzzling and puzzling, just how can it be? It came without bonnets, it came without bunnies, it came without egg hunts, cantatas, or money. Then the world thought of something it hadn't before. Maybe Pascha, it thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Pascha perhaps means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, the story's not done. What will you do? Will you share with the one or two or more people needing hope in this night? Will you share of the source of your life in this fight? The churches are empty, but so is the tomb. And Jesus is victor over death, doom, and gloom. So this year at Pascha, let this be our prayer. As the virus still rages all around everywhere, may the world see hope when it looks at God's people. May the world see the church is not a building or steeple. May the world find faith in Jesus' death and resurrection. May the world find joy in this time of dejection. May 2020 be known as the year of survival, but not only that, let it start a revival. As I look out to you all, on behalf of our clergy who are with us this evening, on behalf of Father Paul, Deacon John, who are not with us, on behalf of our clergy of years past, Father Dean and Presbyter Argy of blessed memory, Father Jimmy of blessed memory and Presbyter Elanian family, on behalf of Father Dimitri and Presbyter Despina, Father Evan and Presbyter Stacy and their family, Father Dino and Presbyter Rachel and their family, Father Andrew and Presbyter Brittany and their family, on behalf of all of our clergy, Deacon Chris of blessed memory and the Aquanisa Claire, the Deacon Christodoulos of blessed memory and of blessed memory, his wife, the Aquanisa
Margarita.
On behalf of our clergy, on behalf of our parish council, on behalf of our philoptikos, our seniors, our youth, our ministry team leaders, our chanters, our singers, on behalf of you all as representatives with me of our sweet Lord, God, and risen Jesus Christ, our benevolent God, the Father, and benevolent and loving God, Holy Spirit within us, on behalf of all, I love you. Let us look forward to the resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ.